just like a normal process. Nothing's different. System built offsite. There's no difference between the loan for stick built versus a loan for offsite construction.
Welcome to the System Build Lifestyle, a special Art of Construction series dedicated to the growing world of offsite construction. Host Devin Tilley, owner of Mountain View Window and Door and founder of the Art of Construction, alongside Audrey Kubesek of Modular SureSite and Connect Home Builders, take listeners on a deep dive through this fascinating subject. Offsite construction techniques are changing the industry. Keep following the System Build Lifestyle series so you don't get left behind.
All right, Audrey, we have Owen Taylor, who has 18 years of experience in the mortgage industry and has served many different roles, such as a loan officer, branch manager, FHAD, underwriter, corporate compliance officer, and business development executive. Recently, Owen was appointed as the board member for the Colorado Home Builders Association Affiliate Council. Do you think you have to have money to build a system build house?
I think so. Probably.
Probably why we should have him here at the beginning
to get
the revolution
going. He seems
going
like
on.
He's got a lot of experience, too, so I think we're okay.
I like it. So let's go in and have a fireside chat with Owen Taylor. What's your favorite beverage?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. All right.
It's a good caffeine product.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. After a hard day of doing loans, what do you put in that Diet Coke?
A little whiskey.
There we go. Now you're speaking my language. There we go. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
I love Cozumel. I've been there a few times. There's a place on the North Shore that is maybe 70 unit hotel, very small, and it's just quaint. And we just love going there because it's not a large place and it's on a beautiful setting.
Awesome. Have you ever been scuba diving out there?
Not scuba snorkeling, snorkeling though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the taking ocean the trips. Life around there is amazing. Awesome. Tell us your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena.
Sure. I love fishing and boating. So spend quite a few weekends out on the boat fishing. We bring my brother and sister-in-law, and our wives hang out, sunbathe, and we get the fish.
Nice.
So,
there you go.
Yeah, it works for
Do you
everybody.
Do fly fishing as well? Is that another area of fishing or just out on the boat?
Just out on the boat and called spin reel fishing. Okay. And so a lot of fishing from a boat allows you to explore a lot more shoreline. Mm-hmm. And so that's just our passion is that.
That's a good one.
All right. We always like one story about their passion. So give us the biggest fish story and what it's all about.
Sure. Okay. I was fishing up in the north west section of Minnesota and Lake Vermilion, and I caught a 33-pound tiger muskie. And that was a rather large fish. It was the start of the muskie season.
Uh-huh.
And we reeled it in, we got it on the boat, took pictures, and put them back.
Nice.
Yep.
So it's catch and release.
Yep, catch and release. And when they get to be about that big, that was a trophy fish. We could have kept it legally.
Uh-huh.
And it was, is a very odd looking head on that fish. It's a prehistoric looking fish.
Yeah,
so
really?
It's very exciting. Took 45 minutes to reel it in.
Wow.
You know, it's a very slow process. It was fantastic. I've never, have done anything like that. And that was a freshwater fish too. So extra special, not a sea fish.
That's awesome. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, cool. We got to know a little bit about Owen Taylor, who is with New American Funding. Tell us what you do with that company, your backstory, and what your company's all about.
Sure. I'm an area sales manager for New American Funding, working on the builder division, of which we want to build out as part of our platform. So in that, I have loan officers and branch managers that work sort of underneath me, so to speak. I oversee and work with those folks to help bring in business, help develop them personally, professionally, whatever it is that I can do, and make sure that they have all the tools necessary to accomplish our goals. Additionally, I have to prospect. So the prospecting part comes into interviewing, setting meetings with builders, interviewing new recruits for loan officers, and I spend a vast majority of my time prospecting both.
Awesome. So what's the backstory of the company you work for?
Sure. The company is owned by a Latina woman. She was started in the industry when she was 16, and she started her own company with her husband, who is a marketing executive. Mm-hmm. And with that, they've had combined and made a platform that is very technology driven, very much marketing driven. She does all the loan, handles the loan side. He does all the marketing. So we have extra special platform for which we work with builders, because through the communication channel, we have on your phone, on your iPad, on your computer, you know, electronic, just about real-time updates on the where the borrower is in the process. And so pipeline management being what it is critical for a builder. Our platform fits their needs in terms of where's the loan at, what are we doing, and what's next. Because once the becomes open for occupancy, you know, we have to get that loan closed fairly quickly.
And you're here out of Colorado, and where are the corporate offices based out of?
Sure. Our corporate office is based out of Tustin, California, which is essentially Orange County, Irvine area.
Awesome. Great. Well, definitely a lot of things we can peel back there, huh, Audrey? Tell us why we wanted to have Owen. There's so many different resources for funding out there, but here in the system build, when we're talking off-site versus on-site, why are we going to talk with Owen about financing our projects?
Well, the interesting thing about system builds is that it's really considered offsite construction. And so I met Owen quite some time ago, and it was very interesting because his whole dynamic of builders that he was working with were stick build builders. Basically, stick build is an IRC code. It's the same exact thing as system lifestyle or system builds. And so it was interesting talking to him and finding out kind of this new platform of how they were doing things. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting about working with Owen was the technology, the driving force of their marketplace and the market share, and actually understanding that. Because in the industry that we're in, especially in system builds, a lot of the homes are built on very large land sites. And so when Owen and I were speaking together, it was interesting because it wasn't just about the land or the home. It was both. And it was also about what type of construction loan. So maybe you can speak a little bit further about how that all kind of plays out, Owen.
Sure. The process is for a new prospective home buyer is you have to come up with a financing. Mm-hmm. So if you're out there and you're looking, that would be number one, is to get with a New American Funding and someone like myself, and we will go through the loan process. Just like a normal process, nothing's different.
Right.
System built, offsite. There's no difference between the loan for a stick built versus a loan for offsite construction systems built home.
And that's really one of the key takeaways,
right,
for why
really
we want to have them in here is to
for
say,
sure.
People get, you know, the fear of change or something different, that a wall being built on site is the only way it can be done for funding. That's not true, right?
Absolutely not true. That is a false narrative that in the past years, many years ago, as they came up with the plan that affordable living, the modular homes are built to specs that are better than stick-built homes. Mm-hmm. And so FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all accept, you know, stick-built homes, of course, and systems-built homes.
There isn't a box for built on-site versus off-site. It just becomes this big thing,
right,
because how things are done.
Yeah, and it's just your thought process, right? I mean, it's just about the idea of having another opportunity to actually have a different device of building. You know, when you look at your process, obviously, first and foremost is talking to a person that's in finance like yourself. The other things that I always come across with working with Modular SureSite in my foundation company, excavation company, is really finding the land, right? And understanding the land. Can you kind of walk us through the process? So say a client comes to you and they talk about the finances and they figure out a budget. What kind of typically happens after that? Do you advise them to start looking for land? How do you connect all those pieces together?
Great question. And our best answer for them is that what we need to do is obviously get you figured out the financial side. Now working with, do you have the land, you know, or not? Mm-hmm. And then put you in touch with, you know, a contractor such as Modular Shirt Site, and then go out and, you know, find your land, the place of your dreams, where you want to live. And what we do then is we then need to find who is going to build the home for you.
Right.
We need to have that identified. This is a really key part for everybody. Mm-hmm. What happens is we have to vet the builder or the general contractor. Not a terrible process, and they're very familiar with it. But it is, we want some information.
Well, I want Cousin Eddie to build the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cousin Eddie.
He doesn't have insurance, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. So there is a process. You identify,
we're going into
right?
the holiday season, right? Let's throw Cousin Eddie out there.
We all have one. So
an old professional.
Totally.
Well done,
that was
Mike.
Great.
But that's a great point. Let me build off of that, because sometimes we get people who want to self do it themselves.
Right.
They think they're a contractor, or maybe they are, and I'm going to save some money, or I'm going to do, you know, build
I'm
it
pull
better.
My own permit. I'm going to do it myself, of course.
And that is not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not comfortable with that, because so many different things can go wrong, and you're holding the borrower now accountable, as opposed to us being able to hold the builder accountable, who has the proper insurance and all that sort of stuff, and they're not one and the same.
Right.
So a person who wants to be their own general contractor is not permitted under any of the guidelines currently.
Okay, under your guidelines with New American, correct?
With New American,
okay.
Correct. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, FHA and VA.
Okay, so they all have restrictions, or they all have different requirements as to how those are going to be applied financially for that individual. Does that seem about right?
Yes.
Okay.
So you need to hire a contractor builder for yourself. And then there's a vetting process. So Cousin Eddie cannot do the loan, or cannot build the home for you.
Okay.
And you wouldn't be able to do it themselves.
Well, yeah,
but
well, Cousin Eddie
protection.
Can't do the loan, because he only has the buried change in the yard that you can't find. You get what you pay for.
That's so true. So you're really protecting the clients. You do this as an initiative to really help the client and really have the best process and the best build and loan in the whole process of going through this. And that's probably one of the reasons why your company has identified it as to be that way, I'm imagining, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It protects all parties involved.
Mm-hmm.
It separates. There's no, all lines are delineated. We know who works, who needs to do what. And the most important thing is the consumer, the buyer, to make sure that they have, the properly built home, and that the collateral, which is, you know, what we lend on, is built to the specs that it was designed to be.
Could you give a brief overview? Because I think this is always really interesting in finances, and I've met many banks and mortgage companies. Can you identify just quickly FHA, Freddie Mac? What are those identifiers that actually bracket those into those types of funding?
Sure. It's primarily driven by the consumer's ability to qualify for the loan.
Okay.
You know, if somebody has 50% to put down, you'd be in a conventional type of loan. If they have, they don't have much money to put down, and the FHA allows for 3.5% down payment.
Okay.
That's affordable entry to the market. Then we can do off-site built homes for them. Construction, one-time permanent loan, and it becomes, and it is, an FHA loan written as such. Or the VA, which is the vet has the opportunity of a 0% down, which is a wonderful product, but it's written to the agency guidelines. So that is how we determine, what loan best suits this consumer. And hopefully we have options for them, and then they can choose which loan is best fits them.
So when you're talking to the individual that comes in and meets with you, you obviously have questions. You're identifying those particular pieces and what would be the best option for them for their financial need.
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%. Because we want to make sure that we identify the proper price point.
Yes.
That we don't put them into a position where they don't qualify for the loan, because we made a mistake and said, hey, you can go out and get this much of a house, and that's incorrect. So we want to make sure that we really do our due diligence that, okay, here's the proper boundaries. Here's what you can qualify for. And let them decide if that's good for them or not. you know.
And on that note, it's very interesting because you and I have spoke about different subsets in the marketplace. Let's just say Denver or Elizabeth or Payton or any of the marketplaces. The one nice thing about what your company does that has been very interesting for me is you being able to pull market share and identifiers for that marketplace, being how many houses are sold, what are the comparables. Can you speak a little bit further on that?
Yeah, for our industry partners, we want to be a value of service in a different way than what my competitors have. And so we've invested in, you know, software and such that allows us to aggregate information and perform metropolitan statistical analysis of the area, breaking that down to all the way down to the zip code level so we can really delineate what is going on in the marketplace. Where are they building? Where is future build sites, because it might be very important that you know if you're going to decide to build here, that, you know, hey, they're going to be building here about the same time you're planning on building, and you wouldn't know it if you didn't have these analytics. Mm-hmm. So these analytics allow people to make the determination, hey, this is a proper place or it's not. Additionally, if it shows, if you're looking for raw land or land that's been sort of prep, maybe it has water, electrical, you know, commercial or residential. We help and identify parcels of land that way. But you may have a concern about, well, I like this plot of land, but who owns the land on the other side of that fence? Mm-hmm. Well, we can identify who that is, and then you can be able to do further research to maybe identify what they intend to do with that land. Is it going to remain open space, or are they going to build a, you know, a factory, you know, something like that. So it just gives the builder who does not have the deep pockets of a Lennar or KB Homes an extra resource to be able to gather analytics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really important because it's all about overcoming your fear when you're talking about one of the most big, you know, one of the biggest decisions you're ever going to make is mm-hmm. where you're going to, if you're going to build a new home, where are you going to put it?
Right.
You know, the whole thing's in real estate is location, location, location. But in today's technology world, that's a much bigger conversation where that's all going. So talk to us really about how you would pre-plan if you're really thinking about doing this. What do you advise if somebody that in a market, especially like this metro market where it's two things we don't have enough of is time and money, and where do you put the resources to build that out if you want to build a new house? What are some of the things that you would advise a contractor, an architect, and their clients to really set the stage up properly?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it really comes down to the money again. So what we would do is as early in the process as we possibly can get in front of the consumer before they go too far down the road of purchasing land and then trying to backtrack and get a loan. Okay, so what we want to do is be forefront, right up front with the architects and the builders and the general contractor to make sure that that person can actually do what they are telling you they can do, mm-hmm. And make sure that you as the builder can make sure that they, you know, that you build the right product for them. Mm-hmm. So we want them to come in, preferably in person. My loan officers are all trained, specially trained loan officers in construction lending, and they also have, you know, experience of many, many years experience. So it's a tenured staff, and come in, sit down with us, pertinent documents, the same as everything, W-2s, bank statements, pay stubs, you know, those types of items, but really get into the credit situation and what's, again, come up with a loan amount, a build amount, then the loan amount that's proper for them. But it's imperative that they get in front of a lender such as New American Funding to be able to really make sure that they can complete the task. Because it you're not just buying a regular home. This is a much different process.
Yeah, and we like to say begin with the end in mind, but go all the way back to the beginning of saying what's going to be around you, how is this going to work if you're going to take an offsite construction modular and put it all together. How does that all work? If you really lay it all out and begin with the end in mind, you have a much better chance of not having a factory covering up your mountain views if you do your due diligence like we've been talking about. But to get there, you got to have really good tools. You said that you have kind of pipeline management or other tools at the beginning of this conversation. Tell us some of those tools that New American Funding has to help you set up your lending.
Yeah, it's imperative working with builders that we have a communication and a pipeline weekly with them, you know, or as often as they want. But to answer your question, through technology, we have, as the file moves through the underwriting phase and all the phases that it has to go to, because the file is touched by many people, mm-hmm. there's milestones that are triggered. Those milestones trigger electronic communication out to the builder, the realtor, the, you know, whomever might be need to be on that list, the borrower. And it tells you, hey, here's a snapshot of where the loan is at this point in time. That does not mean that we don't pick up the phone and call, because we do that as well. So you always have a running tally as to where you stand. Now, that also, we have an application that you can put on your iPad, your computer, iPhone even, or, you know, Android app, and you can just view all that in just running time. So you'll see from day one who touched the file and as the milestones move through. Of course, no non-public information is delivered to anybody, so the consumer's information is safe, but pipeline management being key is the key to funding. Because at that point, when you have the occupancy is ready, again, we need to be ready to fund, because it's going to happen quickly.
And that's such a key point when it comes to lending, to begin with the end in mind, is that I've had the pleasure of doing several real estate deals, and it's always that, always checking up, where's this at? And that's kind of how a lot of that world has been in the past. That's where we love to talk about technology here on the System Build Lifestyles, because that's what can help. Don't expect what you don't inspect. To give those alerts that we're all human, like right now going into the holiday season, it's the hardest time of year to get everything done, because there's all of us tribe working together and someone's usually not around. So if it's on that person's plate, it's kind of how can we work together to keep the ball bouncing, right? And that's what these tools will help you do.
Absolutely. That's exactly what they're designed to do. You know, keep everybody on task, mm-hmm. especially us. I mean, you know, we want to show you that we're mortgage professionals. We know what we're doing. We have the technology that is cutting edge, which is what we want. And it's no longer, where is the loan officer? I can't get a hold of the loan officer. Where I can't find my loan officer. I don't know what's going on. And that causes stress and anxiety with the consumer, with the builders, with all the, you know, everybody else involved in the situation. So the electronic aspect of it being virtually real time, I mean, as milestones are triggered, emails go out, mm-hmm. Provides an extra value added service that you're not going to find in the industry.
The other thing that's interesting too about the financial part of this, not every company or mortgage company has a construction loan department, right? It has to be specific.
That's accurate. Mm-hmm. You know, a company to wish to take on that business, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more moving components than doing a regular loan. And a regular loan is pretty complicated. You know, all these years later, it's still not streamlined like we think it should be, but it's a streamlined to the borrower. They don't see that what we go through. Okay, so now we have draws. Okay, so you apply for the loan, we everything's good to go, but the concept of draws happening month after month, let's say 5 months or 3 months to outbuild the system, build home, you know, you're looking, we have to have backroom people managing the system, making sure that the draws are timely, making sure that the inspections go out, or the inspector goes out and the reports are good and favorable as they come back in. So it's an expensive endeavor to run a construction department in a mortgage company.
And you have a draw, so let's just kind of back up a little bit. So in my understanding with working with lots of different individuals, you have the land, right? You have your financing. You get the financing from your builder to find out what the cost of the build is going to be. Then you have, for modular service site, I actually put together an estimate of all the site work requested by the client, whether it's foundation, excavation, driveway, decks, anything that they want to, you know, absorb into their budget, right? So you have this long budget. You have all these three different things that come together, the land, the home, the site work. It all comes under one budget. And then what happens after that? It's financed. The house gets ordered. And in that same time, you have somebody like Modular SureSite that will actually come out and start the site work. And then the house gets dropped from the builder, from the modular builder or system build builder. At that point, that's when you're talking about draws. Draws happen, if I'm, you know, I'm seeing this correctly, to the workers that are going to be completing work to be able to get this house to a CO or a certificate of occupancy. So that's kind of where the draws come in, and there's checks and balances. You have the person that comes in and inspects it. You have the title company maybe allowing these many dollars. The bank looks at it. It's all checks and balances to be able to make sure that all these individuals or all these subcontractors are doing their job correctly.
Absolutely. You know, it's designed to protect the consumer. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, that's what that's all about, making sure that the work is quality work, because we are lending our money. We service the loan. So we have a say.
You have to have accountability. You want to make sure that it's done correctly.
That it is properly built.
Yeah.
And yes, so there's the systems to do that are in place at New American, mm-hmm. And we can work through those.
And you can also explain and share with the client exactly how that process works so they understand this is what's going to happen at this time, and you know the house is going to come, and this is what's going to happen at that time. So you guys actually understand the process to explain so that you take the fear away, because again, it's fear, right?
Yeah, and this, I'm so excited for this journey with Audrey, and why I say that is because I think I'm a lot like you listeners out there. So I'm assuming a lot of the Art of Construction tribe that we've built of over 100,000 will listen to the system build. So my challenge to you is I'm kind of the student here to say I've been dealing with high-end custom homes my whole life, remodels, doing it the way I've always done it. I've done 30-plus houses, loans, and I've done it all that way. But I've never hired Modular SureSite to have a modular, a system build pod just show up, and then in 4 weeks it can be assembled.
Right.
So I asked the question by being a student to people that are going to come into Studio SBLs to say, okay, I've hired Modular SureSite to prep the site. Before then, I've worked with New American Funding. And in the past, it would be a lot of draws because my company, Mountain View Window and Door, is one of those many draws to get the window package that then you have to get all the parts to install it and the installers and the this and the that. Correct me if I'm wrong. If it's just a whole house coming and setting on the site, would there be a few less draws?
Absolutely. That's one of the benefits to this. It takes 30 to maybe 50% of the time away from a stick-built home, meaning completion happens sooner. And that is the beauty of it, is that the quality of the product these days is super high with these system-built homes. I mean, they're even overbuilt to a degree.
Absolutely, because they have to travel and they have to get to the site, so they have to have it stable. It has to be a very well-constructed home, and it's off-site, so it's in a factory. It's built where there are all these assurances each day on how all these different pieces are going to come together, and they're always checked.
Absolutely.
So that's why we're starting the SBL revolution, is there's two things we don't have enough of, time and money, and either you're growing or you're dying. And I have spent my whole life chasing crusty contractor for the draw, because crusty contractor has not given, you know, the old school lender the paperwork he needs to fill the box. Or wait, he's never even done that. Or he's actually taken the money and used it to pay off his truck he bought. Has that ever happened to us? Yes, yeah. It's happened to all of us. That's the real world of what we're talking about here. So if we can all take this revolution, is the whole thing that this is all about is to get the best home for that end consumer. And if that's what our goal is, and what we're doing here on the Art of Construction and all of these companies, is we have to fire ourselves at certain things and do things smarter, not harder, because there's a lot of paperwork that goes into the draws. Whenever I'm doing houses back in the day, I'm always getting private money because it's just such a process to work through the lending. So what would you say about me being the student here saying, I'm intrigued, I want to do this, but help me get over my fear?
Yeah, well, the processes today are, I believe, a lot smoother in the lending community, because the construction to perm used to be the kind of the exclusive of a bank and a regular depository bank, which they would take their value, the risk, and do all those things. But over the years, and in the 90s and into the 2000s, with the advent of construction to perm from FHA, VA, Fannie and Freddie, Ginnie Mae, that opened a new market for lenders such as us. So we're able to come in and reinvent what the banks, who are usually dinosaurs in moving, they don't move very quickly. Yep. We've been able to reinvent that whole process and take away the fear from the builder side that, you know, I'm not going to get my draw or whatever the case may be, so that the reassurance is given to the borrower, who is ultimately our end goal, that everybody's on task and we can get this thing done.
Awesome. Well, hopefully we've peeled back the layers to talk through some of the ways funding can work to take the fear out of your potential new upcoming house. So as a learning organization here, all of us working together to build our tribe, if there's one thing you want the listening audience to take away from this is let's all say our one last thing in closing, and mine is give it a try. You know, talk to a New American Funding to say, hey, maybe we can help you this way instead of crusty contractor, this is it, I hold the cards. Audrey?
I would say learn the process. Talk to someone. Find out the specifics. Find out what the three elements you need, land, builder, finance, your site work. So find out those elements and ask as many questions as possible so that you actually have the answers and you're walking into this feeling more knowledgeable.
Owen, take us home.
Yeah, I would say eliminate that fear and live your dream. Go where you want to be, pick where you want to live, and you can build a beautiful home in a quick, efficient way.
Awesome. Thanks for helping us tell your story. Well, Audrey, I think we are going to lead this revolution to take modular, offsite, system build, all these terms to say, let's just get over to the fear and make a change in the art of construction through SBL, huh?
I think that sounds great. It's all about living your best lifestyle.